This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of COVID-19 related deaths climbed by about 6,000 within a 24-hour period globally to approximately 578,000. That figure is more than 136,000 in the United States. There are more than 13 million confirmed infections globally and more than 3.4 million in the U.S. Early stage testing showed that the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the United States did affect people's immune systems the way scientists had hoped. Researchers released the early findings Tuesday, just weeks before the shots are set to begin a much larger testing to prove that they're really strong enough to protect against the coronavirus. The first U.S. study was small, just 45 people, and researchers found more than half experienced brief flu-like symptoms and reactions to the shots. The next step is recruiting 30,000 people for the final testing. The vaccine is made by the National Institutes of Health and Moderna, Inc. It's one of nearly two dozen possible COVID-19 vaccines and various stages of human testing around the world. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that he will begin to roll out details of the new COVID-19 relief package to U.S. senators as soon as next week. McConnell suggests the measure will now include new funding for school reopening, some unemployment benefits, and money for health care providers. The cost of the